Uncle, can I ask you, when you sit quietly in such a facility, where does your spirit go? Where does your mind go?
Always back to family. I think of, you know, I do a lot of Koori art as well, Aboriginal art. I'm well known in the art community now, even though I've only been doing it for a short time. I'm connected with Torch now, so Indigenous art has kept me out of trouble in here, and it gives me something to look forward to when I get out to express myself, you know. But that's where my mind goes. It goes back to my mob, and always back to the mob, you know.
Does it become a chore, or does your mind go to that place, to that special place, our dreaming?
Yeah, it goes to our dreaming, you know, all the time, you know. Always comes back to, you know, everything for me is a story, you know. We've always been storytellers, our people, and for me that's where, you know, I'm just trying to make live a good story, and, you know, and that takes me to, yeah, so it's a bit hard to describe, but...
I know. People ask me all the time, Monk, what does that lyric mean? What are you actually saying in that line? And sometimes English, which is a foreign language to this continent, sometimes doesn't give it credence. English doesn't give us the words that explain our dreaming properly, does it?
The words don't give it substance, and it doesn't give an exact, like you're saying, the exact meaning. It's... And you're right, it is a foreign language, and it's a feeling that you can't describe in this language, isn't it?
It's a beautiful way of explaining it.